Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Hey, everyone. It's Thursday, November 19th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, a new statewide curfew is announced by Governor Gavin Newsom as the coronavirus surge causes record-high infections. Then we'll discuss how families are navigating Thanksgiving during the pandemic, and also which California city is vying to become the headquarters of U.S. Space Command. Also, the kind of political landscape President-elect Joe Biden could expect in the wake of hundreds of executive actions on immigration by the Trump administration. On Tuesday, LA County set another new record for coronavirus cases, with over 5,000 confirmed. This latest surge caused Governor Newsom to issue a statewide curfew for counties in the purple or highest risk tier. With the latest, here's Mike Rowe.
The state issued a new overnight stay-at-home order for counties in the most serious reopening tier, and that includes all of Southern California. It goes into effect this Saturday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. The reason for the new order is that the state sees activities that take place after 10 p.m., like going out for drinks, as being more likely to lead to the spread of COVID-19. There's also no promise we couldn't see more restrictions soon. State Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli said that they may need to implement more stringent actions if we don't get case numbers under control quickly. The order is currently set to last from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day starting this Saturday, but also is scheduled to end, assuming numbers improve, on December 21st. Just in time for the holidays.
By now, we're all aware that this Thanksgiving is going to be very different from any other, as the ongoing pandemic forces us to remain separated from our friends and family. We're joined today by AirTalk's Julia Murray, and she tells us how some families are negotiating this big American tradition.
Yes, so the CDC is now recommending people not travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Dr. Dean Blumberg of UC Davis Children's Hospital seconded the recommendations. He emphasized that the safest way to get together is to adhere to CDC guidelines by keeping groups small, having separate households seated 6 feet apart, wearing masks at all times, and staying outside if possible. But many people are struggling with this. We heard from one listener who had a conflict with her daughter over whether COVID-19 precautions were overkill. One listener said he had been traveling for work and feels unsafe because he rarely sees any kind of mask enforcement in airports. Another listener said that their family planned to have everyone get a COVID test, but Dr. Blumberg pointed out that while that may help identify positive cases, it doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't incubating the virus. For many people, it's just a challenge without easy answers.
Communities in 26 states hope to be chosen as the headquarters for U.S. Space Command, which could employ as many as 1,400 people. And one California city feels it has the right stuff, given its long history with the aerospace industry. With more, here's Robert Garova.
Yeah, the way it works is the official headquarters of the new U.S. Space Force is the Pentagon, just like all the other military branches. But a large part of the Space Force's work will be at U.S. Space Command. And Palmdale was one of the communities to make a pitch to land Spacecom. Palmdale city manager said, you know, he'd pursued Spacecom with the same vigor that he chased Amazon. That's in part because the headquarters is estimated to be worth billions of dollars and more than 1,000 jobs to the area that receives it. Folks in Palmdale pointed to the region's rich history with air and spacecraft, and that includes the space shuttle, high-speed reconnaissance aircraft, and other cool flying things. But today, the Department of the Air Force narrowed down the search to 6 candidates, and none are in California. Locations in New Mexico, Nebraska, Florida, Colorado, Texas, and Alabama were the states to make the cut.
And finally, during his term, President Trump issued over 400 executive actions on immigration. To talk about the impact of these legal moves and the political landscape the new White House is going to inherit, Here's Take Two's A. Martinez.
If you'll remember right off the bat, I mean, one of the very first ones was to plan, fund, and begin building the wall. It also expanded detention facilities, and it tightened asylum and removal processes. That was one of the very first ones. Another one that came right after that was that made sanctuary cities ineligible for federal grants. If you remember, that kicked off the war with California that the state's been having with D.C. for years now. And that also reinstated the Secure Communities Program. If you remember, that's the partnership between federal and local law enforcement to round up as many people as possible, one that also did not go smoothly, but some of the things that he felt he needed to do to try and make this as difficult of a process as possible.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your Alexa device to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.